Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of There Once Was a Crew from Trentucket Who Drank Baja Blast by the Bucket in honor of, I believe, we're still National Limerick Day. So shout out to No Clue and Fighter of the Nightman for coming together and collabing on that in the Discord. I'm thrilled to be joined by our very own brilliant and talented super producer, Becca Rama!
Hello, hello.
What's up, Becca?
You know, coming back from the dead, COVID is no joke. Please wear your mask.
Yeah.
I am vaccinated and I was wearing my mask, but in New York City, it does not look like COVID exists anymore. And of course, I got it. 2.5 years in, Miss Rona got me, finally.
Miss Rona.
Miss Rona.
Well, I appreciate you stepping up, pulling a flu game and just, you know. Yeah, that sucks. We are going to talk about it throughout because I'm curious. I feel like I know a lot of people who have gotten in the past couple months and they're great for sharing streaming recommendations. So I am going to get your Corona streaming recommendations.
I do think there's a new surge and like the news is just like not talking about it because... Yeah. I don't know. New York has significantly rolled back their COVID precautions. Like they still refuse to like do masks indoors, like by state. What's the word I'm looking for?
Mandate.
I don't know. Mandates. Yeah. Like the like employees and stuff like that don't have to wear masks indoors. Like we don't have to wear masks indoors. I think like public transit is still required in like doctor's offices. But outside of that, like, it is a mask-free zone, and it's, like, very clear that, like, cases are rising in the United States, and they're like, ah. And, like, tests are still, like, not available regularly. A lot of, like, the testing clinics have shut down. Like, you can't just, like, get free tests anymore. Like, you could all of COVID. They stopped doing that. If you're insured, you obviously can still get tested, but, like, not anybody can just get tests anymore, and cases are still rising. So I'm like,
yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah, you don't want those numbers to go up. We learned that from the dear leader, Donald Trump. But yeah, I mean, cases are going up. Got, you know, 85,000 in the last 7-day average, which is higher than it was this time last year. So I don't know. Scary times for COVID things, but we are going to press on and make you do trending, because Miles is in your city, and we'll talk a little bit more about his trip fairly soon. But one of the things that is trending is Top Gun Maverick, because that is the name of the new Top Gun movie that drops tonight. The reviews are surprisingly great. Like, it's an 81.
Is it streaming or is it not in theaters?
It's in theaters, but don't movies like drop Thursday night usually?
Yeah, they do. I guess the way when I hear a drop, I think now like streaming, like, oh, it's dropping on Netflix.
But premieres.
It premieres. Is that better?
Premieres tonight. And yeah, it's at 81 on Metacritic, which is the same as Everything Everywhere All at Once. Obviously not all the reviews are in, but like the AV Club, which is usually you know, pretty unbuyable, gave it an A-, which is a pretty high score for the AV Club. But I'm curious, talking to you, I'm curious to like hear what is Top Gun in your mind? Like, is that a movie that exists for you? Like, did you grow up with that as a touchstone?
I did grow up with Top Gun, but that's because my dad is a pretty big like movie guy. Like, my dad loves movies. My dad is from LA and he loves Tom Cruise. So I feel like, yeah, I grew up on Top Gun, but probably most people would not say they've grown up on Top Gun. But I'm not like super, I wasn't like, oh my God, new Top Gun movie's coming out, crazy. Like, I wasn't like pumped for it. Hearing the reviews, I will go see it. Like, I find Tom Cruise entertaining. I can't believe he's done as many Mission Impossible movies as he has and that he's still going. So, you know,
it's just a marathon at this point. We're like, I can't believe that dude's still doing this.
He's still doing it. He's not broken. That's so crazy.
Yeah, you said you were going to go see it tonight. You said, can't catch COVID twice, I think was your exact quote before we started recording. So,
I mean, my partner was like, we could go to a drive-in movie theater. Then nobody can talk, you know, like no one has to, like, we're in our own bubble. And I was like, absolutely not. We are not leaving this house until we both get a negative test. So, yeah, it was potentially my plan. But no, I do want to see it, though. I'm intrigued. But I'm not like, I don't know the details. Like, I haven't been keeping up with like what this story could be.
You don't know what's going to, the twists and turns in the Top Gun extended universe?
I watched Top Gun so many years ago. Like, I don't remember what, like, the whole thing is about and what Maverick is going to be about. What I remember most about Top Gun, which is, like, not great about it, is obviously the iconic, like, boxer scene of Tom Cruise sliding through, you know, the living room singing. And then that became every trend for every like Americana frat boy party.
That is not Top Gun, Becca.
That's not Top Gun?
That's Which Risky is- Business.
Oh no, that's Risky Business.
Top Gun is a
embarrassing.
But it does belong in the, like, I think that
that's you, the same you said, era of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you said it exists. It's like a couple years Top Gun came a couple years after Risky Business, but I do think like Top Gun exists in two pantheons. One is like, it's part of the great Tom Cruise film book. You know, it's like the, it's a Tom Cruise movie and maybe like the most Tom Cruise movie where he's just Tom Cruising the shit out of things at the peak of his looks, which are still, you know, one of the more striking things about him. So I will allow that confusion. That slip up. I'm looking forward to it. Although I will say, I mean, I guess we can get into, you know, I want to ask you what you're binging. But like the streaming, the amount of stuff that I want to watch that I'm not going to watch is reaching critical level. We talked about it on an episode earlier this week, but I saw that Girls 5 Eva season 2 is now out. We're coming out. Barry season 3 out we're in the process of, you know, coming out. Atlanta season 3, basically a new season of The Wire. It's at the point where I'm just like, I have to start all over. I need to like fake my own death and go start over as a different person to just get out from under this pile of like,
no,
prestige
I feel you.
TV.
I feel it's like, it was almost daunting when you asked what I was binging, because I feel the exact same way where it's like, I feel like there's so many things I want to watch and I feel stressed about the amount of things that are out there, that you just kind of revert to your comfort things that are easy, that don't like require like a lot of, you know, commentary, like people asking you about it. You're just like, no, I'm just gonna like enjoy this thing that I know I don't have to like talk about with a bunch of people later. And so I am I want to watch Atlanta, have not watched it. I still have not watched the last season of Insecure. Like, that's on my list. I've just been reverting, I think, to reality TV because watching real TV has become stressful for me. So I've been binging the Selling Sunset new season.
Mm-hmm.
I've been binging Catfish, which has been a delightful like new venture I've gone on. I probably watched Catfish like when it first came out many moons ago.
Right.
And then, you know, I stopped having cable because I didn't live at my parents' house and I just like didn't think about Catfish for many years. And then when I was like cleaning, I was like, oh, I just want something easy to watch. And I was looking at my Hulu and I was like, oh, Catfish. Okay.
And they're still making Catfish.
I
had no idea.
The new host, like Neve and that other dude that he was doing it with many years, he left. And then I guess they brought in this new person, Cammy, and she's like really cool. She seems like an old soul. I cannot believe she's only 2 years older than me. I was like, whoa, she seems real grown to me. Got her life together running Catfish. But I recognized her because she was on this other show from Issa Rae's like network of shows on HBO. I think it's like called 20 somethings or something. It's like a bunch of young black influencers in LA just like living their life, very like the Hills kind of vibe. And she does like the reunion for them. And I really loved her as like a host for the reunion. So I felt like she's great at Catfish. And so she's made it really entertaining to keep watching. And the show got crazier. They tried to do like a spin on it when she came on where like you would have like your friend would call in and like submit you for Catfish. So it would no longer be you submitting for Catfish. It'd be like, hey guys, like my cousin, I think is getting Catfish. And this is why I think he's getting Catfish. And I need y'all to help him. And so then they would do that.
I think that's an important like update, because you are never the person. Well, first of all, if you know you're being catfished, then it's like not that interesting to, like, it doesn't feel like the stakes are as high, right? Because you can't be like totally committed on this because you already believe you're being catfished. So having somebody come in and be like, you're delusional, I think also it's probably not legal, like technically, like I can't imagine that this is actually what's happening. But like as far as good TV, that feels like a really good update.
The way they like search things and stuff. But also it's just like, it was funny because they also did like a Zoom update because like during COVID they were still filming. So that was fun to see how they like did it on Zoom. But then that's kind of took almost like the spark out of it, because sometimes I'm like, the camera is too good on that person that is like dialing in. I'm like, how is this real? Because like if they didn't know they were being set up, then how come their camera's so crisp? I don't know, you know? But it's been fun. It's been fun to kind of like dive back in the show that I like totally forgot existed after like a decade.
Yeah.
And also, it's weird to see people still get catfished. I'm like, in today's like internet savviness smarts, people are still getting catfished? Like, you're still like talking to people for months and years without meeting them, without calling them, without FaceTiming them?
Yeah. I feel like you see like mainstream news stories all the time where like an entire like group of like QAnon people like fall for some doctor who, if you just Google image search doctor, you would see that it was like the first doctor picture. So
exactly.
I don't know. But Catfish is, according to super producer Becca Ramos, the best show on TV.
I don't know if I say that, but it is
on the record.
Easy to watch.
There it is. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Some things that are trending, just like kind of ambiently, Andre 3000 is trending because people are speculating about possible features on the Kendrick album. I will never argue against an Andre 3000 feature. I'm also in a heavy like Frank Ocean period. Would love to hear from him, but would also be very cool with no features at all. This is another one that I should probably ask you and potentially just immediately turn to dust upon your answer. But like, do you give a shit about, is Kendrick like kind of central to you?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I think Kendrick,
you're not 12. So.
No, you know? So it's like, right. I feel like Kendrick came up in a probably pretty pivotal time in my life. Like, it was probably like in high school when Kendrick, like, to me, became very prominent in my, you know, musical rotation. So I'm excited for the new album. Like you, I am always fiending for Frank Ocean. I'm like waiting for him to come back. I mean, like any Frank Ocean fan, every year we're like, please come back to us. And he's like, haha.
But never. go check back in with Blonde. It's still got juice in it. That one never.
And it does. And it never stops slapping. So, yeah. You know, like it's almost like when you're a painful Rihanna fan too, you know, you're just like waiting for an album that will inevitably never drop. But I'm very intrigued. I mean, I feel like we've been missing Kendrick for a while. Like, and also I would say from the male hip hop artistry that we have had some disappointments, I feel like, lately. So I'm excited for him to come, and I'm anticipating it's going to be really good, I guess is what I'm saying. Cause it's like, we were talking before this, Jack Harlow album was mid. I feel like
that is going to be so controversial, by the way. And
I can't wait. Blow me up.
The reviews are pretty scathing. Even people who are like, yo, his features are like very charming and this album is like not.
Yeah. And that's really what it
convey what's good about him.
They said it was like the best Drake feature in a while. And I honestly have to disagree. I feel like it was a very mid Drake feature as well. And I'm a Drake stan. Don't come for me. I love Drake. But I also feel like I've been disappointed with Drake the past like 3 albums. He's just been phoning it in. He's like, I have so much money. Like, I don't care. Like, I've been very disappointed with the male hip hop artistry lately. So I'm excited to see what Kendrick brings this weekend.
What is your favorite Drake album?
That's so hard.
I know. For some reason, to me, asking somebody what their favorite Drake album is more interesting than asking. Because, like, Kendrick, there's no wrong answer. It's just like, you know, I don't know. Mine is still Good Kid, Mad City, but, like, I love like every single one of them. So
Drake albums, I'm like, it's either going to be Views for me or Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah. But so I think Miles is nothing was the same. Mine is If You're Reading This.
If You're Reading This is good too. That was a beautiful era of Drake though. Like that era of Drake is very like nostalgic for me because it just reminds me of like going to ACL, waiting 8 hours, thinking that Drake would somehow see me. Like I like dressed up. I was like, I put my best fit on. I was like, Drake's gonna pick me out of the crowd. Absolutely not. I'm like mid, like I waited 8 hours to not even be in the front of the Drake set, but it was one of the best sets I've seen Drake do. Like, it was great. So no
ACL is Austin City Limits.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like ACL 2015, I want to say. And I was in college. It was like a very nostalgic, that album just to me is like, ah, what a time.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Views though. You really like Views. I haven't heard.
One of my favorite songs, period, from Drake, it's on Views, is like, where is it? I'm like looking for Views tracklist. Why is it not coming up? Oh, Child's Play. Duh. That's my favorite song. That's like one of my favorite, all-time favorite Drake songs is Child's Play. I know all the words.
I need to listen to that song.
Specifically because he says, why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake? You know I love to go there. And I love that
line. All right. You've totally redeemed your take that Views is one of your favorite Drake albums. All right. A bit of like real-ish news. We'll see how real the news is. So Kevin McCarthy's name is trending along with Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs. That name sounds made up. Mo Brooks. and Scott Perry have all been subpoenaed to speak before the January 6th committee. They had refused the panel's request to voluntarily cooperate, and so now the panel is saying, you have left us no choice but to issue you a subpoena, sir. So that's good. I don't know. Like, so they get arrested if they don't talk?
In theory, that's what subpoena is supposed to do. But also, like, I feel like everything we've seen when it comes to January 6th has not panned out like it was supposed to. So who knows?
Yeah. Truly, who knows?
That's how I feel. Defeated.
And finally, you are our resident TikTok expert. So we do like to just check in with you. I feel like my sense of TikTok these days is that it is a lot of Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, just breathless reporting on the details of the trial, like it is the OJ trial in the 90s all over again. But what
it is crazy how much, and it's not even just TikTok with the Johnny Depp stuff, it's like everywhere, right? Like I saw this really article pop up from Polygon that says toxic fans have made Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial inescapable. Memes, supercuts, and live streams of the trial have taken over social platforms, i.e. really TikTok for sure. And I mean, they're not wrong. It's, I feel like it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's everywhere. But you're right. Like I'm like scrolling through TikTok and it's like every other video is just them talking about the trial, someone making fun of the trial, just like, and I know we, you know, don't have exhaustive opinions on it. I have not been keeping up with it by any means, but it's like there's no vindicative side because it just seems like everything is so nasty with the way that the fans are portraying. Either way, it's like I can't feel good or bad on whatever side to be on because everything just seems super nasty. So
yeah,
it is kind of crazy how much TikTok has like blown that up. But also, as someone who's been on TikTok way too much the past week of being sick, I feel like there was one story that got picked up by like High Fashion News, which was the Karen who owned the vintage in quotes shop in Chicago. It is how Dia Prada headlined the story. Super sorry, you're unstoked. Chicago vintage shop slammed for knowingly selling fake bag. TikToker Candace Burns tried to return the fake Coach bag, but was met with a patronizing response from store curator Chanel Marshall, which ironically, Chanel is her name. But that story, I feel like, blew up because it was, you know, very kind of ridiculous of a vintage shop, to which the whole point and purpose of vintage shop is that it is a very curated selection. Everything is very handpicked. It's the difference between like a thrift store, which probably lets a lot more stuff in, but even I'd say thrift stores are pretty picky these days too. But vintage shops are like typically smaller, way more curated. And the idea, if you're going into a vintage shop, is that everything is real. It is vintage. Like this is going to be vintage Coach. And they obviously like mislabeled it, the bag. And so
this is about a, can I just ask, is super sorry, you're unstoked, a direct quote?
Yeah, from Chanel to Candace Burns, the woman who was returning the bag.
I mean, that is, I don't know what to do with that. Proceed. I needed to establish that.
If you watch the video, her tone is so patronizing too. She's just like, well, if you had asked if it was vintage or not, then, or if you had asked if it was counterfeit or not, then I would have told you it's on you for making the purchase without asking, without making an informed purchase. And it's like, bitch, nowhere on the fucking bag did you label it to say like, this is not designer or whatever. Like the presumption is that if you're selling a Coach bag, that it is real. Who is trying to go to a vintage shop, a thrift shop, and buy a fake Coach bag? I've never even been to a vintage or thrift shop that they would sell a fake designer. And right. It's also illegal in the United States to sell counterfeit. So if you're knowingly selling a counterfeit bag
at the price of a non-counterfeit bag. So the implication is very clear.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, I think it went viral because like it's so clear this white woman is talking down to this black woman trying to be just in her return of the bag and being like, hey, like, actually, this bag isn't of quality of what I thought it was and actually is fake. What is up with that? Instead of being like, so sorry, we mislabeled that. We shouldn't have been selling that in our store. She's like, it's on you for not asking the right questions.
She is super sorry. Not so sorry. Super sorry. And what she's super sorry about is that you are unstoked.
Unstoked with your purchase.
That is amazing.
What else is very viral on TikTok? I feel like I cannot get away from the new whatever dance, the About Damn Time dance from Lizzo, which the song catchy, fun, like it, the dance cute, whatever, but now it's everywhere and I want to stab my eyes out. So that's fun. I think it's like in association with her promoting Yitty, which is her new clothing line with Fabletics, which has gotten from what I've seen from the press, good reviews, but I know from the plus size community that they were kind of unsure about it because it was shapewear. They're kind of hoping that, like, from Lizzo, they would see more size inclusive, like actual clothing items versus just, you know, another big girl making shapewear. Like, it's like, you want to be able to wear regular clothes and not just like snatched shapewear. And then let's see, there's the other trend I feel like I can't get out of, which Jack, you were like, please explain this to me later. Is the 30,000, which has been a fun trend. It's like this sound that's just like this like meandering music, and then it's like a girl who sounds like she's about to cry going 30,000, and it's like people just using that sound to be like, when I went to go buy an oat milk latte and they charged me for the oat milk, things like that, to notice how extremely expensive things can be today.
Yeah, I just turned to dust. I'm so old that it does make sense to me. I mean, I kind of like, I know how memes work, so I can kind of see it a little bit, but that makes me feel very old.
I mean, sometimes I'd be on TikTok feeling really, really old. I'm like,
I mean, you earlier also, you were like, and then there's the 30,000 thing with 30,000 being like everywhere. I'm just constantly hearing the 30,000, and I was like, yeah. I felt myself like wanting to pretend like I knew what you were talking about, and then all my hair fell out, and my eyebrows grew into my eyes, and yeah, I'm dead now. But Becca, thank you so much for coming off the bench in your time of feeling sick and co-hosting Trending with me. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S, Ramos, on all platforms. So, woo!
Yeah. All right, that is going to do it for us. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine, please. And don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.